The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
It's time to go drag racing! 200 plus miles per hour.
All right, we are back with the Nitro Night at the Hogs. With the Hogs, Stevie LeTemp, are you there with us?
Doing, guy?
All right, Doug. All right. Doug Vansel's also with you, right, Stevie?
Yes, sir. Doug Vansel, right now he is the man in the All Holly Drag Racing Association. Just gone past the midway. We've gone over the hump. Just 6 races left to go, and he is currently number one in the points. Doug, how are we looking to get a shot at that championship? What do you feel?
We just need to try to make rounds, you know, go around, try to make our stuff hold together and see if we can go quick.
Well, you got a really tough group of guys heading on your tail, and I guess you already know about that. Of course, you got Drummers behind you, Sigamachu's behind you, Turner, Schroeder, they're all within 94 points of you. Are you going to be able to hold them off on that run down that final straight?
We just need to, like I say, try to be consistent, and no one's really ran too super great this year, you know. I think we just came out with some more points than everyone else. No one's been stellar. Like last year, Romine kicked butt, you know. He came out swinging, and this year no one really has, and we're just still battling this new clutch.
So you're having clutch problems with your bike?
We put a new clutch in there a couple years ago, and we're still messing with different compounds.
Well, you know, you are the man when it comes to the record. You rocked those clocks with a 6:23, and nobody's been able to match that yet. You think you've got that type of power in it possibly when you go into Bristol here in just a couple more weeks?
Yeah, I'm not sure we'll run, 20s or anything like that because the altitude there, but it should be a really good track. I imagine there will be some 30s run there.
Well, let me ask you before we talk any more about the racing end of it. Tell me just a little bit, just how did you get involved in riding the Nitro Harley?
I've always raced Harleys pretty much before I had a driver's license, and a friend of mine named Jim Boffman, he built a Nitro Harley. And he was a guy that had a lot of money and no common sense. And he crashed it a couple times. And the first time he crashed it, I rebuilt it and started riding it. I actually helped him build it before he crashed it.
Well, let me ask you this. I've noticed one thing on there. You never seem to be alone. There's always this good-looking young lady with you. Tell me just a little bit about her.
Julie, she's my wife, crew chief, and she takes a lot of my BS, I guess. You know, all the stuff that's going on at the track. Just like, she's a good pit crew. She's always been there. So she knows as much about that bike as I do. So
I'll tell you what, she seems to be very patient. Always has that smile on her face. And whenever you go into your pits, it's always a pleasure. And I have a feeling that she is your balancing point there that keeps you online.
Online or in line?
Well, probably both.
Yeah, she's good for me racing.
Well, so you and Julie are getting ready now to roll into to Bristol.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to bypass going to Sturgis, am I correct?
Yeah, you know, Sturgis is fun, but, man, our bikes are just running too fast at the eighth mile, and they move around a lot, and that track's not real wide.
Mm-hmm.
And, last time we ran there was 2000, and I think everyone that ran there, a fast bike, they had to push it. They went off in the gravel every pass.
But, you know, they have since then, they have lengthened that track now, concrete guard walls. They've made some major changes up there.
Yeah, I've heard that, but it's kind of, I just know it's, you know, not being a points thing. We're just going to save our parts and just go on to Bristol.
When it comes to parts, and you just mentioned about eighth mile, how much difference is there for spending money when it comes to running eighth mile or running quarter mile on these bikes?
Well, most of the parts you tear up, you'll tear them up in the first eighth mile, whether it be eighth or a quarter.
really, the hard push in high gear with the nitromethane doesn't really cause a lot of attrition?
Well, we're in high gear way before eighth mile.
So you've already started to brutally abuse the bike long before you get to that 660 mark then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we shift into high gear before 3 seconds.
Well, you know, coming up here in just a little bit, we're going to be talking with Drums Brocaccio. Now, you know, Drums can be an outspoken guy.
Oh, yeah.
And quite a character. He's number two in the points. Are you going to be able to hold him off? Because you know I'm going to go at him with that.
We're just going to do what we've been doing all year, and hopefully I think we got some new clutches. Well, I know we got some new clutches. Hopefully they work good here. We drove through the clutch at that NHRA race in Bristol. We were running pretty good, ran real good to the eighth mile, and then first round eliminations, we just slipped the clutch real bad. So we got been working with Bonifani, and we got a compound there that I think is going to work pretty good.
So you're expecting maybe some 630s?
I don't. If I don't run them, I'm sure someone else will.
Well, let me ask you this. That altitude, you know, you mentioned about altitude. How much? I know how it affects cars. How much does it affect a bike on nitro?
Well, it hurts us because we're naturally aspirated, you know. That's the big deal. We can make up some for it with percentage and timing and whatever, but there's still nothing like having a lot of barometric pressure to fill the cylinders.
So what type of weather do you anticipate coming in there, temperature-wise? What does it take for you to lay a number on?
Oh, I don't even know. I'm sure it'll be like 80, 85 to 90 degrees there, I'm sure, and hot.
Well, it is going to be hot then, yeah.
Hot and humid, and it won't so much be the, I don't think it's going to be the weather. You know, we'll probably be able to make enough horsepower, even though it being hot and the altitude, but hopefully the track's good. That'll be the big thing.
Well, they've struggled now at Bristol to get this track to hook. Now, I know they've spent a lot of time and a lot of money, and the NHRA does a great job, but do you feel that they're going to have that thing? Well, you had the opportunity to actually get some test time on it when you were at the NHRA race just back a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
The track pretty decent now?
Yeah, the track was real nice, but there again, that's NHRA prep. You know, those tires are like all those funny cars and top fuel cars. They're 17-inch wide slicks going down there. When we have a bike drag, you know, we don't have that that benefit or that, you know, that much rubber on the track, I should say.
So a lot tighter groove that you've got to stay in, I would assume as well.
Oh, yeah.
Can't really venture outside of that groove. Now, you know, your last championship, I believe it was 2003. Now, you were awful close in 2005. You got to number two. Last year, you were number three in the points, right? And great job. But still, that championship eluded you. Now, this year, you seem to be in position. You've had a real steady pull. You're, like I say, going over the hump. You know, you're in number one. And you've got to have some thoughts on that. Tell me your deep secrets on that. Do you go home at night and say, yes, I'm lined up where I want to be?
No, but tell you what, I'd rather be number one than number four or five, because even if it's 20, 30, whatever the points may be, when those races start getting down to five, four, it's hard to get those points. You know what I mean? So I guess I'm happy where we're at, but I don't think we've run that much better than everyone else, how can I word this? I don't think we've run that great, but no one else really has either, you know? And we did go to one more race than some people, so we got like 10 points there. But and that's a bummer, that Seattle race. I was running good there, had a bye run first round, and we get rained out.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that Seattle was a big disappointment. I was really excited about that race. I thought we were going to see. We had the opportunity to see a lot of nitro bikes coming up from Canada and so on. It was really going to be a wild mix, but unfortunately just didn't come about. You know, you're one of basically six guys. I don't think I've ever seen a race in Top Fuel with that many guys capable of winning it. Six guys are within like 100 points.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a bunch of good bikes out there anymore, and there's a bunch of good riders. So the competition's there.
Well, Doug, I'll tell you what. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I'm always up there rooting for you. I root for all the guys. In my first year, they have the opportunity to talk about you guys. We have a little bit of history going back into the IHRA, and which I always enjoyed that. And I give you all the best in the world out there. And I say, I know you got Julie. That's a secret weapon in your back pocket to making this thing work. And it's going to be a lot of fun watching you. So, Bristol, Tennessee, get ready.
Okay.
Doug Banthos coming at you.
We'll see you there.
Okay, thanks a lot, Doug.
Take care.
All right, Steve, that's pretty cool, man.
Hey, listen, he's a really nice guy. Just incredible. And his wife, Julie, what a wonderful young lady.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And what we're going to do, I guess, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back with, how do you pronounce Larry's last name?
Brancaccio.
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 There you go. We'll be right.
The Jersey Gunslinger.
There you go. And we'll be right back with Larry, and that'll be more of Nitro Night with the Hogs. Be right back.
PowerMaster is your ASA series sponsor for the XS Power batteries. PowerMaster is pleased to announce the introduction of the XS Power series of batteries. XX Power batteries for racing applications and batteries for your car audio application. 12-volt batteries for street machines, street rods, off-road vehicles, and even motorcycles. XS Power batteries means 30% more power and no battery spilling. PowerMaster also carries your starters and alternators. Visit us on the web at www.powermastermotorsports.com.
CarNet.com, your online racing community since 1997. CarNet.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than CarNet.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, CarNet gets it done.
Race fans, Columbia Motorsports Park in Lake City would like to invite you to join us on August the 25th as we pay tribute to a true Florida racing legend, Cecil Williams, for the Cecil Williams Memorial Super Late Model 100. Join us as we welcome some of the best late model drivers in the Southeast as they do battle on the fastest half-mile track in Florida. Daryl Shelnut, Timmy Russell, Patrick Williams, Justin Drani, and more will be on hand for the 100-lap feature event, the Cecil Williams Memorial 100. For more information, check out ColumbiaMotorsportsPark.com or call 352-804-007.
We actually had a fog.
All right, guys, we're back here with Nitro Night with the Hogs, and Stevie LeTemp, you have a special guest online with you there.
Oh, absolutely. I've got the man who is hungry, and he is hungry for a championship. They call him Drums, Larry Brancaccio. Drums,
how you doing out there?
Oh, I'll tell you what, I'm having a great time, and I've got the man. I'm excited to get you here on the interview tonight. And where is home for you at, Drums, for the people?
I'm out here in Nutley, New Jersey. I'm about 6 miles from Giant Stadium, about 11 miles from Manhattan.
So, I noticed there wasn't a Southern accent whenever I talked with you.
No, absolutely not. I'm up here I'm a city boy.
A city boy. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, let me ask you, we'll go right back to the basics on this. I want to know just how long have you been riding?
Riding? I've been riding.
But when I say riding, how long have you been racing?
I've been racing about 28 years.
28 years.
28 years. I started out with DJ. Big DJ, the Nitro Santa.
The Nitro Santa, huh?
That's right.
That is cool. So over these 28 years, what type of record have you been able to compile?
Well, we've had a lot of firsts at this, firsts at that. Track records, national records, speed records, ET records. First 7-0. Would have really been nice to be the first six, but officially Bill Furr did it. And, you know, just, hey, listen, you know as well as anybody, records are just made to be broken. They just get harder to break. Absolutely. Now, you're being shy on this. I want the race fans out there to know that this man has compiled 90 wins. 90 of them, guys. I want you to think about that. That is an incredible thing. Am I correct on this? Now, I may be off one or two on this, but have you not ventured into the winner's circle?
We have tried to actually officially get the exact number, but I do believe it's 90. We've had so many wins because of being able to race two and three classes for different companies.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to ride all their bikes and having the opportunity has given me a really a pretty stellar achievement. I think I should have had a lot more. I've had so many more seconds, I believe.
Well, let me ask you this. How many championships have you been able to generate?
I have 13. I have 7 national and 6 division.
6 divisions. Okay, so 13 championships. And the reason I'm asking some of these questions is because I know right now you're number 2 in the points.
Yeah, don't that thing.
When we talked the other day, you know, I sensed you were hungry, and I sensed you were looking to get a hold of Doug Vantle in round number 1. Am I right on that?
Well, I really wanted Dougie bad, not because I dislike Doug. I love Doug, and I think he's a great competitor and a fantastic racer and great tuner. I really wanted to beat him bad. I cut a good light on him. I got out on him. When I spun the tire, he was there. He had caught me that fast. And I got back into the throttle, and it really did some damage on my bike and set me back a little bit. So that was very depressing for me. I really wanted to get him on that round because it would have, you know, of course, extended our, you know, I had the points lead by only a couple points, and it would have extended the lead. Instead, I fell behind.
Yeah, well, Bristol's coming.
Bristol's
got
coming.
Got X on his back.
Well, we're hoping to have a real good tune-up for there. Hopefully the track will be in good condition. As you saw, Bristol had shut down the NHRA race and had to wait till the track cured and everything. So hopefully the track's going to be great. You know, and everybody will be able to put down a lot of power. That's the main thing. The main thing is top-notch competition, going fast, and everybody going fast. That's what makes it fun.
Well, one of the things that makes things kind of interesting on you guys is, like I say, you've traded places this year already. Both of you have 1 win, both of you 1 runner-up. So it's pretty well flipped the coin when you roll into to Bristol. So I'm kind of excited to watch this one.
Well, I agree with you there. Don't forget, there's so many good guys out there.
And you know, now last year you had some problems. I believe it was in the finals. You were injured. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
No, you're talking about Vegas?
Yeah.
Vegas, we had a little bit of a problem. We tried to keep these things quiet. I had a little mishap out there where I brushed the wall, scuffed my foot a bit, and didn't injure the bike and didn't miss any qualifying rounds, but we had lost something in mechanical part where it hindered our performance, and consequently we didn't run that well. The first pass I was on was a rocket pass. It was my best eighth mile per hour and a real good eighth mile out there. So we had a good tune-up, but when we had the mechanical problem, it just threw us way off base.
So when you scuffed your foot on the wall,
yeah,
how fast were you going?
I would say probably around 210.
Get out of here.
210 mile an hour.
Get out of here. You're saying you scraped the wall at 210 miles an hour?
Incidents, I mean, it's not panicking because sometimes it's inevitable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody had told me the track where the tunnel was creating a big, you know, like with the pro stock cars, they were getting a lot of tire spin there. Funny cars were lifting up there. Pro-modified cars were having trouble there. The NHRA bikes were having trouble at the tunnel. Well, I found out firsthand. I was warned. It broke me loose, and then there was nothing I could really do except try to stay in it and keep the bike tame so that when I did brush it, I could use it as a buffer to bounce me around a little bit and get me off the wall. It consequently slammed me one more time and then pushed me off and let me ride out to the shutdown.
So it was kind of like pinball.
Yeah, a little bit, like a little bumper cars type of stuff. And fortunately, it wasn't nowhere near anything like the Cordova incident many years ago.
What was that one like?
Well, that was a motor explosion where it blew both cylinders off and bent the bike in half and crushed my chest. So that's when they mandated all the straps and mandated the ballistic vests. And fortunately for everybody, from motor explosions, we haven't had any more fatalities.
Wow. Well, Drums, you have truly paid your dues.
Stevie, I have a question.
We try. There's a lot of guys out there that are mean-nose racing. And, I mean, fortunately for me, I kind of live it in every aspect. I watch it. I live it. I dream about it. I even get to work at the track sometimes. So,
now, Stevie,
it gets to be fun.
Stevie, I have a
question. You got a question?
Yeah, I have a question for Larry. I was going to ask Doug this, but, you know, I think Larry probably be able to. You know, as on Real Racing USA, we cover a lot of different types of motorsports. And you know, and I've never ever been myself to an all-Harley drag racing event or any.
You don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, well, we'll be there soon, trust me, because Stevie's got me excited about it now. But here's my question. Do you ride a bike, like, just for fun?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, a bunch of different street bikes. We have some toy cars, you know.
Isn't it?
I have a little bit of everything.
Isn't it boring?
Myself and my godson had a big, fast boat.
Yeah.
You know, I try to live it up in pretty much all years. I ain't got no plane, but I'd like to have one.
See, you're just a go. You're a go fast guy.
You know, around here I need a helicopter. Get back and forth. You know, in the city it's nuts over here.
Yeah.
But no, I of course have a street bike. We do a lot of street riding. I got a quick little street bike. Yeah,
that's cool. What do you ride on the street?
Mostly I ride a Dyna, a Softail. You know, that's basically it. But I stick with my Dyna. I love it.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a great street bike. I recommend it for most people. Fantastic bike to go in any style. You know, other than if, you know, if you're really going to ride where the weather's, you know, inconsistent and the bugs are really bad, then you need the windshield.
Curiosity, have you ever had problems with bugs at 210 mile an hour going through the...
Oh, Stevie, that's bad, man. That's bad.
I've had some bugs blast me. Absolutely. I've had deer come out on the track. I've had snakes come out on the track.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, not at all. Echo is one of our home tracks. As Englishtown's only 38 miles. Echo's probably about 85, 90. And Echo, I've had deer come out on the track twice on me, and that'll scare the hell out of you.
So you've had motors explode.
You see a deer about to run into you, boy, you don't know what to think.
So you've had motors explode on you. Been on fire. You've brushed your wall at 200 miles an hour, played pinball. You've had beer thrown on you, and you have snakes on you on the track. You have a wild life, Larry.
Well, it all goes with everything, you know. Work is a crazy thing. My life seems to be pretty crazy. That's why nobody can deal with me. That's why I live by myself. You know, I sit in the corner by myself because nobody wants to hang out.
I'll tell you what.
Jones Brookhouse, this man lives on the edge and loves every second of it. Just, you know,
man.
Crazy guy.
You know, we talk to people from all different kinds of motorsports on Real Racing USA, but I swear I have the Harley.
Will have the time of your life.
Yeah, the Harley riders got to take the cake with the stuff you guys do.
Excitement, and I mean, you got to think about it. Doug's got one of the best 60 foots in the history of Harley drag racing, like 106 and 105s. My best is a 107. But if you can get 4 seconds to get to the 8th mile on a Harley with one tire, you're getting, buddy. You're getting as good as almost anything on the planet. And if people don't think it's exciting and why it's not out there, you know, really catching some publicity and some TV time and a lot more of this internet time and serious time and all that kind of stuff. And without you guys, we aren't going to get where we need to be, and I really think we deserve it.
Larry, you got our attention, and that's for sure. You know, we're taking this whole deal to
watch us, and I'll get you a lot more attention. You'll have a real fun time, and I'll probably humor you a lot more on the bike.
There you go. Go ahead, Stevie.
Well, sorry, I didn't hear him. Well, Drums, I want to thank you for coming on tonight. Unfortunately, God, 15 minutes flew by with you. I felt like I was riding on the bike. I think what we got to do is we have to get Jack to one of these and get him up alongside of a Nitro Harley and whop the throttle a few times and let him smell some of the nitro methane. And
we'll let him sit on the front tire feed like. He'll get a real kick out of that.
I will pay to see that.
You bring him along, Steve. And
yeah, there's a lot of people that'll pay to see that.
There you go, Jack. You get a chance to sit on the front tire of a Nitro Harley. Are you
okay.
Ready?
Yeah, okay.
Come on out. We'll definitely...
I'll say yes to anything on the air.
You would have a ball. I kid you not. I recommend it for everybody. It's a great family thing. The bikes are really exciting. They really are. Anywhere, you know, from when you start getting into any of the 9-second bikes, they really start getting to be a lot of fun. The V-Rods are a lot of fun to watch, and they got a zillion of them. And it's a great class. All the way up. All the way up. And not for nothing, the Pro Fuelers make a real good rock and roll motorcycle, and they're a handful themselves.
Well, Drums, yeah. I wish you all the best on this, because I know you are one man who cannot stand to be number two. Folks, if you're in the Bristol area, you have got to come watch these Nitro Harleys. It is going to be absolutely exciting. Six guys within 100 points. Can you visualize this? In the championship, just six races left to go.
All right, Stevie. It's been cool, man.
Thanks so much for all your time and letting me try to incite a bunch of people to come out and see, and thank you for everything.
Larry, hang on there, Larry, because very soon here in the next few weeks, we're going to our own little segment of time for the we're going to have a regular weekly show that's strictly about what you guys do in the All Harley Drags, and we're looking forward to it.
Excellent. I'll be happy to be a part of it anytime you need me.
Cool.
You can bet we'll be calling.
Well, I hope I didn't talk your ears off.
No, you were great. Absolutely great.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
You take care, Carl.
Have a great night.
All right, Stevie. These are, once again, you bring us these wild guys. I mean, this guy's, he's done it all. I mean, brushed the wall, bounced around at 200 miles an hour on a Harley. It's just unbelievable.
Don't forget he's been on fire.
It ain't a big deal. You do it. It becomes second nature. It really does. I mean, you know, everybody else thinks it's a big deal. And for me, it was like, well, you know, got to make the next round.
All right.
You know, what are you going to do?
All right, Stevie, until next week. It's been cool, man.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
All right, guys. You take care.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Well, Jack, Real Racing USA.
Hang on just a minute. Let's back that off. That was the wrong music, man.
I'm telling you it's the wrong music.
That was the totally wrong music. Hey, Stevie. I'll tell you what, man, we'll be in touch here real soon because we're gonna take this show and expand it like we had talked about, and the time is now, I think. These guys are just too awesome, man.
Wait till I get you to actually meet some of these guys and sit down and start taking the stories. You'll have your tape recorder running all night long.
All right. Now next week we're going live from Sturgis, right?
1 hour.
Oh, boy, 1 hour live from Sturgis, man. This is going to be awesome.
Valerie Thompson, the farmer, Miss Harley Davidson for 2005, well, is going to take me by the arm and lead me downtown Sturgis. Is that going to be wild or what?
And we got to go because the time is running out on us, Stevie. But we'll talk to you real soon, man.
All right. We'll be talking to you. Take care, guys.
Bye.
It was fun.
All right, Stevie.